Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, good morning, good morning. I thought I figured I'd start out with some music this morning. Today is Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Ever since I got onto the show, there's been people texting me, calling me. So it's been a busy morning. Good morning, Dr. Owenstein. How are you this morning?
I am well, Jamie, and you. I'm well on a semi-rainy morning. Just awesome on this Good Friday. Yeah.
I know. It's like a, it was, the sun did come out, but then it went back in. And then it's like my, when I woke up this morning, my room was like a sauna. So I said, okay, well, why don't I open up my window? And right now there's a, DUG trying to come in my window. Oh, that used to be a gentleman. My life never fails. It was always something that does come in.
That's
my
because you
goodness.
Are active. That's what active people do.
Right. Right. And the thing is, my parents never got the 3 and 6, so every time I open up the window, there's always something that just tries to jump in here. So, you know, if you hear me screaming, excuse me. But it is Good Friday already, and we are here, and we are talking about activating your journal.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It is already Easter weekend. Can you believe it?
Already.
Can you believe it? Yeah. Already, it's Easter weekend. It sounds like it's going to be kind of sunny out the next couple of days, but then it's going to get, like, real humid real quick. That's weird. That's really weird, isn't it?
Really.
it's like, it was cold, snow, cold, rainy, and then it's like, okay, I think I'll get warm now. Okay.
It is spring.
In mind. It is.
Such
but
is the life
it
of
don't
spring.
Feel like it. Because I have a, I have a comforter underneath my bed. I have a, you know, you have your regular stuff on your bed. But then I have like 2 extra blankets because I might get cold and I'm like, okay, really? I'm not cold right now. So, you know, it's serious. It's serious. It is serious. So some mornings I wake up like, okay, why am I, like, literally sweating? Why am I sweating? It's only, like, what? It's only, I looked at the temperature this morning. By 11 a.m., it's going to be 61 degrees.
Wow.
And it's starting to rain now. like, is this not crazy? Is this not weird? But it's okay. Well, we'll do it.
Something to journal about for sure.
Right. You know, and that's one of the things for today. Today is Good Friday. Everyone's running around. Arlene, are you working today?
Arlene is looking out the window right now at such a wonderful, from a wonderful office view.
Oh, office view.
Office view.
Well, most people have taken off. Most people have, you know, took a Friday off, you know, for the weekend. But most people can't afford to, or they just don't want to. You know, it's a regular work day, so they just figure, why don't I just go in a half a day? You know, why don't I just do what I need to do to get some stuff done, even though it's quiet in the office? You know, and that's a good thing. It is a good thing. So we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen, activating your journal. And I didn't really this month put it in any big category, because I know you'll get the gist of it. And it's exciting when I don't put it, you know, piece by piece together, because then you can figure out the pieces of the puzzle. And that's what's exciting to me sometimes as journaling. You got to, even life, you know, you got to sometimes put the pieces together to make things happen. You got to put things together to make things, you know, look a certain way or do a certain thing. So sometimes I like putting pieces together. I like putting pieces of the puzzle, pieces of life, pieces of whatever we're going through. And I don't really have any notes, because I don't even do notes. For all these shows that I do, I don't do notes.
Say what?
And, you know, it's just something,
no.
I know, right? It's just off the top of my head. It's like, okay, let's just go with this. Okay, let's just go with that. And then I thought about, what was it, yesterday? I think we're going to talk about health, but then I was like, oh, wow, why didn't I add on communication? Activating your communication is so important.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try and add that in if I can.
Wow.
But, yeah, because like we were talking about the other day, communication is important.
Mm-hmm.
Connection is important. You know, first, before you connect to anybody, you got to communicate. Really. That should have been my first one. You know, communicate is important, because when God created the earth, you know, he had to communicate. Then
mm-hmm.
when he made Adam, he had to communicate again. He couldn't just say, grow. He actually had to form the dirt into a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything is about speaking, but we don't think about it until the end of the day, like, uh-oh, what just happened? You know, so communication is important. You know, as we think, you know, as business owners, you know, go through our everyday life, there, you know, number one, you got to get up and communicate. Number two, you got to get up and strategize. Number three, you got to run through your day. And that's, for me, I don't know about you, Arlene, but that's every day for me. Number one, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing Monday through Saturday for the morning. But, you know, personal development, you know, my radio shows and stuff. And then by 12 noon, I'm picking up my nephew, or I'm relaxing throughout the weekend. So, you know, it's all about strategy. And I heard this yesterday on another phone call. I couldn't get it out. And Arlene, I may text you to tune in too.
Okay.
They said to read, revise, rewrite, then read it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. Read, revise. Like, you know, how you have a bunch of notes and you need to write through your notes. So instead of just writing your notes and say, oh, I'm just going to sit here and write my notes in my journal, you read, you rewrite, you revise, and then you read it again to get it into your mind, to get it into, you know, a better way of, to get it in your mind, to get it, to strategize it, to you know, so when I get on these calls a lot of times, I take what I heard or I take what I thought about or I take what I heard from another call and I just say it on here. So then by the time
and you activate it. That's what you're doing. Hey,
right.
I had to interject. You're activating it. That's what you're doing. What you learn, you're activating. You're making it active. You bring it into play, and you're using it. So that's in with our theme for this month of being activated and connected. That's awesome, Jamie, that you use it immediately. Yep. Back to you.
Right. And it's important. Actually, sometimes I barely write down notes because I try and remember everything. I try. I don't do it.
You're better
but
than
I try
me, Jamie.
Remember. But you know, when I have downtime, I really, really sit down and I look over my notes and I say, okay, what did I just write? You know, and that's important. But another factor, another key is everybody doesn't have a plan or something to say.
Mm-hmm.
So many a time, I just go for what I hear. You know, and you know me, I'm so busy running around a lot of times. I barely have time to really think about what they said, or I'll just run and put in my planner, and then later on, I'll go back and say, okay, what did they say? Okay, what did I hear? Okay, what did I didn't hear? And that's something very important for us to do as business owners, as we are on all these calls. I know I'm on a lot of calls in the morning. You know, sometimes you got to have a strategy. This is part of your strategy. This is part of your plan. This is part of preparing for what's coming up next. Because a lot of times, honestly, in my life, I don't know what's coming up next. You know, I don't know what's about to hit. I don't know, Arlene, if you're that way or not. But
you know, even though we don't know, it's good. It's just like now. I was listening to you saying what you you know, hadn't written anything down, but listening audience, in all actuality, something is written. Maybe it's not scripted for today per se, but we do have an outline. So that's the key. The key is that you have an outline of at least where you're going or what you would like to do, that you at least have. Do you have to write everything down? No, you don't have to write everything down, but you have an idea of the direction that you want to go. And that's what Jamie's talking about this morning. She has an idea. We don't have to write out every little detail, every minute little thing. I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to call Arlene. I'm going to do this. You can do that. However, at least have the outline. And then the words that you communicate is what you feel in. That's what you feel in. So we have an idea of where we're going. We've already communicated that we're going to talk about activation for this month. We already communicated that we're going to be talking about connecting. That's what we did earlier this week. So, you know, we have an idea. So we don't want you to think that we're saying, get your journal, and then we say, but I'm not writing down nothing. And then we say, go get your journals and your pens. And we say, but I ain't writing nothing, you know. That would be operating under duplicity. We're asking you to do something that we ourselves are not doing, and that's not the case at all. We just want you to know that we have strategies, we have plans, we have a direction that we want to go, but we don't necessarily have every word for word written down. That's what Jamie's talking about. Right, Jamie? Back to you.
No, I just want you to go get your journal and just sit there and listen to me. That's funny. That was a laugh of the day. Yes, and seriously, you know, I listen to so many calls in the morning. I listen to so many things going on, and I do. Some things I do write down, but some things I just have in my head, and I say, okay, let's talk about this today. Because it is important for us as business owners, as authors, writers, as, you know, whoever is listening, to understand that, you know, nowadays, I don't have to write down every single number because I have it in my mind or I have it in my phone. So, and that's another thing. We can communicate, we can write in so many different ways, and we can use actually our journals and our phones. You know, we don't have to go to an actual store and buy a journal, you know. We can use it in our phone. So a lot of times when you have a certain thing or you hear a certain thing or you have a tool, you can easily import it into the technology that is given today. You know, you don't have to say, oh, wait, wait, I have to go get my journal. Or wait, I have to. You can put it right into your phone. You can put it, I even think my phone, which I have to look back, my phone, everything that I get onto through this phone, I think my recorder is recording it. So, as we're speaking, my phone is recording it so I can go back and listen to what I'm supposed to be listening to. Isn't that awesome?
That's a smart phone.
Right. right. So I didn't actually, when I downloaded the app, I didn't expect for it to happen this way, but it just happened. So I was, because I was skimming through my phone one day, and I was like, wait, what's this? Oh, so it's recording all the calls that I'm on. It's recording all the things that I'm on. So then I can go back and listen to whatever I need to. So that is a strategy within itself. How are you using technology? How are you putting it into place? You don't always have to get a pen and paper. You can just say, okay, I want you to record everything that I'm listening to. And that's a strategy all by itself. So you gotta think of tools and ways of doing things, you know, easily. Because it's very important. You know, when I get up in the morning, I'm like, I'm not like, I don't know what I'm doing this morning. I don't have a job, but I still have a responsibility to get up, get myself going, to put myself on these calls, and then by noontime, run out here, you know, deal with my nephews, because my 4-year-old still likes to fight, you know, play fight every now and then, you know, rustle around and everything. So then after I do that, then I'm, you know, I still got kids all day. But still, you know, you got to put a strategy, a plan, something in place for your day. You know, so during the week, I already know what I'm doing. I don't have to write everything down. But certain things, like the book that I'm about to write, this next book on vision, of course I'm trying to get to it, but yesterday I didn't get to it. So maybe today while I'm resting, I can get to it. So you got to have a strategy. You got to have a plan. You got to be on your P's and Q's because you never know who's listening, who's saying things to you, who's going to jump up and say, hey, can you come to an Obama meeting today? Sure. Why not? You never know. You just never know. So what do you think, Arlene, about strategy today?
I think that we all should always have a plan of action. So that's what the strategy is. Remember when we talked about activate, that's like a verb, meaning you have to do something. That shows action. So we have to always be taking action and putting something in place. Remember God said that, you know, you write the vision, make it plain. So you're always activating something. You're writing it. You're making it known. You're doing something. So that's the whole idea. The compass is that we're doing something, activating something so that we can get the job done. So that's important that we write some things down. Like I said, you don't have to write everything down, but at least write an outline of where you'd like to go. Back to you, Jamie.
Right. So let's actually go back and I want to re-advise what I said. So if you're writing notes, if you're taking notes right now in a journal, if you're taking notes, you're sitting down, you're listening to us, activating a journal, number one thing is you got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy. That's number one. When you get up in the morning, you know, I remember those days when I didn't have a plan. I just got up, I looked at SpongeBob, I looked at the news, and then I started my day. I didn't have a plan. What? But now, being a business owner and knowing what I'm supposed to do and preparing for every little thing, I got to strategize for something. I got to plan for something. I got to put things in place, especially having two radio shows. But, I mean, that would be rude of me to get up and say, oh, well, Arlene, you just go for yourself today. That would be rude. That would be like, what? Jamie, it's your show, and you're going to tell me go for myself? What is that? You know? So you got to prepare. You got to plan. You got to put something in place. And whether you're stuck or not, whether you think things are acting right or not, you got to put something in place. You got to make it happen. You know, it's crazy for me to get on here and say, oh, well, we're not having a show today, but let's just talk. I mean, it's going to be like, what? Jamie, where's your mind today? Do I need to pray for you? What's going on? So number one is have a strategy, have a plan, whether you're on or you're not. Number two is you can use any kind of tool, any kind of thing. You don't have to use the regular notebook. You don't have to use the regular, you know, thing. You can use what's on your phone. That's number two. Number three is know where you're going. I don't care if it's just a half a day. Know where you're going. Am I going left? Am I going right? Am I going here? Am I going there? And then I want to say number four is key. Take time out for yourself. There's a lot of things as mothers that are going on in our life. And I know I have a busy weekend because, you know, most holidays I try and stay home. Honestly, okay, it's Easter, fine, but I like to stay home. I don't like to go everywhere. You know, leave me, you know, take the family somewhere, go somewhere, see y'all later. You know, because I got work to do. But most times, most holidays, that's how I am. And I don't think I can get away with it now because I was trying to get away with it with Thanksgiving. But, you know, my sister's like, oh, my God, you know, big thing. But I'm like, whatever. So you got to take time out for yourself. Bottom line, I don't care if you got to lay in the bed all night. I don't care if you got to lay in the bed all day. Take time out for you. Do some personal development. You know, work on you day. You know, I think because tomorrow's a busy day for me, and then Sunday's a busy day, and then Monday we're back on here again. So I got to take time out for me. So I'm thankful that I don't have to watch my sister's dogs. I'm thankful that I don't have to be responsible for kids today. I'm just thankful that I can take some me time out and say, okay, what do I really have to do? Because this book needs to be written. And I gotta make it plain for us. And in September, I believe. I may do August, but I'm not sure. I'm still kind of getting things together. But May is coming up. Mompreneurs Month is coming. And you don't want to miss it. Mompreneurs Month is coming. Where we're going to have mothers speak. We're going to have Dr. Irene Spann speak on a couple of things. Shoot, I may give her the mic for a couple of times, you know, and let her speak on a couple of things. And that'll be our May. And then June and July, I'll let you know what goes on. Because I know we're gonna take probably a month off, but I'll let you know more information when we get there. But Dr. Arlene Spann, what are some... You know, what do you think about these principles of strategy? What do you think? Do you want to add on, or do you have a synonym or a song to sing before we go?
Back to you.
You there?
I'm here. I'm saying back to you. Why am I saying back to you? Look, you watch these shows and you see, it's like on television, I always wanted to say that one. And I see the people when they say something and the other person is talking. And when they're done, they'll say, and back to you. So I'm getting used to, and back to you, Jamie. So you know what I did? I activated my back to you. But you are so correct in that, you know, as far as journaling is concerned, sometimes, you know, we don't have to have a standard piece. Because I told you before, when I was doing my book, I had stuff on a napkin. I had stuff on plain paper. I had stuff all over the place as far, because thoughts sometimes come, that's why I keep sticky notes, because thoughts will come to you wherever you are. And you're not always going to have a journal in hand. You're not always going to have a, what I consider a notebook in hand. So whatever you have, use that. You know, the stuff that you've been saying, the strategies, everything that you just said as far as putting the things in order for us and giving strategies to the audience, if they did what you said and took out their pen and took out their paper and began to write down what you said, they have something that's usable that they can go and use right now, and they can activate their life. They can use it right now, and they can begin to journal and understand the importance of journaling. What you said was just so true. So go do it. We can just, you know what? I'm going to do it. There you go. Let me write myself down. Back to you, Jamie, because I'm getting ready to write. Back to you. You know, you talked about your book. I'm writing my book right now. Back to you.
Write it real big on your wall. I got to do it.
Yes. I'm doing this. Arlene got to do it. Got it.
And that is the fun of the day. Oh my goodness, it is so much fun. It is so much fun. But it is time to go already, and we have like a minute left. Arlene, how can we get in touch with you or any kind of resources that you have?
Yes, Jamie, if the audience wants to get in contact with Silly Me, they can reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com, or they certainly may go to www.arlenespansweats.com. And if they want to carry the conversation any further, those are two ways we can do that. Back to you, Jamie.
It is so much fun having a partner that can really, really make you laugh. But I want to thank you for joining us, everybody. We have like 90 seconds left. I hope you got something out of this today on a good Friday. I want to thank you for joining us. And join us again Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. on Jamie's Journal. God bless. Have an awesome Easter.